Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. But this time I'm in sunny Brisbane on the other side of my little country called Australia. Just happened to be here visiting friends and also having some family time. I haven't been across the country for a number of years, and so I thought I might pay them all a visit and do some catching up. There's also a significant birthday involved. My mother is turning 80. I hope she gets the surprise of her life. I'm Michael Foreman. I'm an author of some quite unique dark adult fiction that speaks specifically to sexless marriages. So if you're in a sexless marriage and you're interested in reading a story about something like your very own story, then come along and listen to these podcasts. I don't talk about the books that much on the podcast. I just make you aware. I end up talking to you more about the sexless marriage that I experienced that inspired the book, and also talking to you about other people and how they're experiencing their sexless marriages. Today's post is about that. This time, a woman wants to know what to do about her situation. In fact, she's not really wanting to know what to do about it. Such is the case when it comes to sexless marriages. There isn't always an answer. There's not a one-thing-fix-all response that you can give to repair the damage of a sexless marriage, or to stop it at least being sexless, damage or no damage. But anyway, this one comes from Isalina. My husband and I have been married for 14 years, and we only have sex a few times a year, and only if I take the lead. The sex is sad. It's always the same, always in the dark. More often than not, when I initiate, I get rejected. When I try to talk about it, I'm just told this is the way it is, and that I can leave if I don't like it. Clearly, I feel rejected and miserable, and I often think I should get a divorce. I don't think talking more about this with my husband is going to change anything. Plus, I hate the feeling of forcing him to have sex. This is something that should come naturally. So lately, I've just given up. I feel we are growing apart, but I also feel that I am done fighting and that I've exhausted all the energy I had trying to change things. Things will not change. I don't want to live the rest of my life like this. Probably, divorce is inevitable. Things are very complicated because we have two young children, and I think of the harm a divorce would do to them. On top of that, I am not from the US. I am in the US for my husband. Imagining myself divorced with two kids away from my country and from my family is just too hard because I will have no support. But I would probably have to remain in the US even if divorced, or my kids would not be able to see their dad. Please don't get me wrong, the US has been good to me. It's just that I'm alone here, and the natural thing for me to do will be to go to where my support network is. I also think that my kids will hate me for divorcing their dad when they get older, and the negative impact this might have on my kids' relationships. All these feelings are quite overwhelming and make me feel like I'm in a Greek tragedy. No matter what I decide, someone will have to perish. If I stay in this wedding, I will perish. If I get a divorce, my family will perish and my children will resent me. In summary, this is my situation. I think I understand clearly that a divorce is the only way out. But the repercussions of a divorce seem too daunting, and I'm afraid it might do more harm than good. Thank you for letting me vent. I feel just writing things down has helped me clarify my ideas. What do you think? There's a lot of people in that specific position. Even though she says things are very complicated, it's not entirely unique. A lot of people who contact me are married and they have children. And divorce complicates the entire thing with the children, not just with the husband and the wife. Obviously, they've got issues to deal with. But what happens after you divorce? Hers has the added extra of the fact that she comes from a different country. And her support network is back at home with her family, her friends, her cousins, whoever, grandparents. And there's nothing for her except the children. What would you do if you're in her position? What would you say to her if you could say something to her? You can drop me a line at the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast, or you can come to my website at michaelformanwriting.com. If you go through the podcast, if you come to anchor.fm where the original source file is located, you should be able to record a brief audio file and let me know what you would do if you were in that situation. Would you divorce and potentially break up the family, leaving residual hatred amongst the crowd that you abandoned? Or do you think the children would know, or you'd be able to bring them up in a far better way if you were separated? I mean, one thing that this author didn't say is the possibility that the kids would learn from it. By staying together when you clearly should be apart, you're inadvertently educating them on how to stay together in their own relationships. So there's a byproduct that occurs as a result of staying together. I don't know how you deal with it. I don't know the answer to that question. Can you break up amicably and do it in a way that allows the children, gives the children permission to make judgmental calls in their own lives when they become of age? Similar situations call for similar resolutions. In the past, we've always stayed together. If you think about even 100 years ago, church and state and social times applied a lot of guilt to people who were breaking up. So much so that people who should have broken up had to stay together forever to prevent them from feeling the guilt and the shame associated with divorce. That's not the case so much today, but even in its diluted form, we are still concerned about what our children think about our choices in the marriage, staying or going, having sex, having intimacy, not having sex, not having intimacy, not showing intimacy, or perhaps showing leadership, making the right choices to get out of the marriage if that's what calls for happiness. I would have to say this marriage is over. That's what I can glean from the information. Maybe you gleaned that too. Maybe there's an intermediate answer in there somewhere where the marriage can stay together, but then perhaps the options to bend some rules within the relationship could exist. We're walking on very thin ice there, dangerous ground for a lot of people, eggshells. You think of all the metaphors that can be associated with opening up a relationship or having a semi-open relationship, marriage, whatever. You're not going to please everybody by making that suggestion. I think the simplest thing that most people would say here would be to get out. But life isn't that simple, is it? All right, that's this podcast done and dusted. I hope you enjoyed it. Join me again on the next episode on the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast, where I'll probably be somewhere else in the country. I don't know where. And I'll be looking for information, scouring the internet, and your calls to me and your letters and messages to me, I will process accordingly. Once again, if you go through anchor.fm, you can leave me an audio file, or if you come to the website, michaelformanwriting.com, you can write me there and I will respond accordingly. And that's about it for the podcast today. I hope wherever you are in the world, whatever time of the day or night it is, that you're having a really good time despite the situation you find yourself in. Just remember, it can always rain on your parade. See you later.